Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's so good to have you here this Tuesday morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. And today we're at Psalm 144. Sorry for not being able to jump on yesterday. I was at the ER. I didn't get home until I think 1:30 in the morning. So Ellie broke her left arm. So poor girl, 3 years old, third broken bone. She was playing on the swing set outside, fell down and broke her bone. So I was at the ER with her all day yesterday. So thank God the break's not too bad, but they were swamped. I've never waited that long in a ER before. So I'm glad she's okay, but maybe I'll have her tomorrow on Coffee and Devotion so she could tell you about her pink cast. Well, anyways, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. And we pray, God, as we read your Word, that you might minister to our hearts. We pray that you would comfort our souls, build us up in our faith. Let us lift up our eyes to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 144. A psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindnesses and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the Son of Man, that you are mindful of him. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youths, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in a palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there may be no breaking in or going out, that there may be no outcry in the streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Real quick translation note there, verse 15, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. This is the word ashrei, the same word that starts the book of Psalms, blessed. Blessed is the one who walks in the way of the Lord. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to it, right? So A, what is this about? Well, in verses 1 and 2, he speaks about God. And David calls God a few things here, right? He says the Lord is his rock. It's the Lord who trains his hand for battle. It's the Lord who is his loving kindness and his fortress, his high tower, his deliverer, his shield, and the one in whom he takes refuge. David finds refuge, strength, training in the Lord. He finds comfort in the Lord. And then the Lord is our Lord. What is man, right? He thinks about God, highly exalted, high above the heavens, right? The heavens of heavens cannot contain you, O God, and the earth is but your footstool. And he thinks, what is man? What are we? Right? Psalm 8 speaks of this too, right? When we look up at the stars and we say, what is man so frail and weak that you should be mindful of us? Right? Why would God think of us? Man is like a breath, and his days are like a passing shadow, right? Our time on earth is limited. We're not going to last here forever. And yet God is mindful of us. How beautiful is that? And then he calls down God, right? He asks God in verses 5 through 8 to overcome his enemies. There, we could talk about some of these things, but the historical reality is David is a man of war. And people really did want to kill the Israelites. David is a man who people, shot arrows at him, tried to destroy him on the battlefield. There were people who really were trying to take his life. And David is saying, God, protect me. Protect the people. Rally the people behind me. Subdue the people under me. Right? And so this is what he's calling for here. And he says, I will sing, verses 9 and 10, is, I will sing a new song to you, O God, on the harp of 10 strings. I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings and who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. David recognizes that it is only God who will deliver him from death. It is only God who will save him. What an amazing thing. You know, I often think how powerful it would be if our generals, if our admirals got down on their knees and prayed, God, protect us. I'm not sure how many modern military leaders would be willing to do such a thing, but here David, the general of God's army, says, I'm not going to win the war, but I know the man who will win the war, and I'll praise him for delivering us. And then in verses 11, he speaks of being rescued from the hands of foreigners, and then all the blessings that God would send. And why would God bless his people? Verse 15, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord, whose God is Yahweh. It's God himself, the Lord Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. He's the one who will save. He's the one who will bless. He's the one who Jesus Christ came and brought our eyes to. And so we need to ask ourselves, what's the best verse, right? I'll let you answer. What would you underline as the best verse to summarize this passage? What do you think gets at the heart of what this passage is about? Well, for me, I'm tempted to underline verse 15, but I could be swayed otherwise. Let me know, what would you underline as the best verse to get at this? See calling, what are we called to do in response to this? Well, do you cry out to God? Is God your shield? Is God your shelter? Is God your refuge? Is God the one who you look to rescue you? Do you go to God as a heavenly Father, able and ready to help you in your time of need? Do you cry out to him? Do you rest in him? Maybe you need that today. Maybe you have a heavy week ahead of you, a burden upon your shoulders. And you know it's only the Lord who will either give you wisdom to figure out how to get through this, or maybe you need the Lord by his sovereign providential intervention to change events to get you out of this situation that people have you in. Why don't we go ahead and pray together now? Father, I do pray for those this morning who are struggling, those who are wrestling through heavy issues in their life. Lord, I pray that they might find you as their refuge, as a strength, as a comfort for their souls. Lord, and I pray that as we look to you, the maker of heaven and earth, as the one true living God, that we would be blessed that we have turned toward you. Lord, we pray that you would care for us this day. Give us comfort in Jesus Christ, knowing that in him you have cared for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. Bye.